Last week, the state government, the racing minister and TAS Racing announced that the preferred site for the relocation of harness racing and greyhounds from the Devonport Showgrounds is a site, a greenfield site, in fact, at Palmer's Road near Latrobe. To tell us a bit more about it, the CEO of TAS Racing, Paul Erickson, joins me now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Martin. Thank you for the opportunity to be on.
You're welcome. Now, obviously, I guess the first question is why Latrobe? One of the things I know was looked at was possibly co-sharing with the thoroughbred facilities at Sprayton, but that was deemed not viable. So why Latrobe?
Well, there were a number of sites that we looked at up and down the coast, a couple at the airport, some further out towards Wynyard. We had a very close look at Sprayton. But from a operational perspective and a civil engineering and drainage perspective, it was just too difficult, too complicated. And Latrobe offered a great combination where it was an appropriate size of land, fairly level, that we could fit facilities on. And was relatively central for the area. We've got, you know, a bit over 20% of the harness and greyhound code located in and around that area, a little bit further up the coast and towards Launceston. So it just seemed to tick every single box. It works well.
We're looking at around about an $8 million project cost for this and assistance from the state government, but TAS Racing is putting some of its own money in as well, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. So the project cost is targeted around $15 million. The government has kindly contributed $8 million of that, and TAS Racing will be funding the rest.
Okay, now it's on land, which I think some of it's Crown land and some of it was privately owned. But of course, for people who don't know why we're doing this, it's because the Devonport Showgrounds has been sold.
Yes, so the Devonport Showgrounds was sold to a developer for affordable housing. And I think that's in all honesty, that is a great initiative and is going to be exceptionally good for Devonport. So that's a big tick, but we needed, racing is very strong on the northwest coast, and it's 21-odd, 22% of the racing industry in harness and greyhound is located up there. So it's very important for us. We needed to find another home in that area.
Okay, now, since it's been announced, there's been a little bit of pushback from some residents that say they don't want it there, and I know the response from TAS Racing was, well, we couldn't say anything until it was announced. So you are planning public consultation in the near future?
Absolutely. So there were a couple of reasons. We needed to jump a few hurdles in relation to the land use and how we dealt with ownership and what we, how we managed that. Then we had to get an agreed master plan. There's no point going to talk to the local community on it with a blank piece of paper. So we did a great deal of work in the in how we could fit the an appropriately welfare focused greyhound and harness track on the site with facilities. And we're now in a position where we couldn't. It was disappointing that it was announced a little early, but we were almost ready to talk to residents. And there's actually a letterbox drop happening today, and we have a meeting on the 22nd. Sorry, it's happening on Thursday. Should have happened on Thursday. And we've got a meeting on the evening of the 22nd at Latrobe Council Hall, and another one on the 2nd of December to start this engagement with the community. And we do want to work with them, understand their issues and concerns, and show what the plan is.
So what I'm getting from that, Paul, is that it's not set in concrete by any stretch.
Well, when you mean set in concrete, in terms of the design of the site and where it is, certainly from Racing's and TAS Racing's perspective, yes, but there is still a process that we have to go through. No matter what we do, what we want, we've still got to get a development application through council and go through all the other hoops and approvals that we need to build a site there. And one of those is ensuring that the community is comfortable. And to do that, we need to work with them, bring them along for the ride, and they can understand and see that it's going to be a benefit for them.
Okay, now, while I've got you, Paul, I just might ask, as you know, there's a review going into the racing industry underway at the moment, which has been commissioned by the government and the racing minister. What are you expecting to come out of that?
We'll have to wait and see, in all honesty, Martin. There's a number of different views. I certainly don't want to preclude any outcome. I'm very happy that it's being done and look forward to an outcome.
Okay, well, I guess what I was really asking was, what are the terms of reference then?
There are, well, the terms of reference have been published, and it's around looking at the specifically the Racing Regulation Act and the governance and powers and functions that sit between TAS Racing and the Director of Racing and ORI. So it's all around the Racing Regulations Act, and that sets out who does what.
Okay, well, like you say, we'll have to wait and see what comes out of that. And finally, Paul, I just might ask you, you're probably aware that the Devonport Racing Club is keen to have the date of the Devonport Cup shifted to the second Wednesday in January, which it will be in 2022 and 2023, but it won't be this January coming up. I guess, you know, what I'm asking is TAS Racing support, does TAS Racing support that move?
Well, we're quite happy to work with the DRC. We understand the reasons for it and can understand that the operational challenges that are faced with having the cup day so close to the 1st of January. So when it's in that first week, it becomes operationally challenging for all. So I certainly understand the reasoning to move it to the second week. One thing that we will say is we believe TAS Racing's view is that the holiday and the cup day should still remain together. So we're quite happy to support it if we can align those two.
Yeah, there's a bit of, government regulation to go through to actually move the public holiday, but we can understand where it's coming from. Paul, always great to talk to you. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Martin.